Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia daf Nun Daled. We learned in yesterday's daf that if one is mechalel some maser sheni, that means that they desanctify, they desacralize, they take out the holiness of the food maser sheni, which is the produce that is taken off from one's bounty, from what one grows in one's fields, and then has to bring up that produce to be eaten in Yerushalayim throughout the Shemitah cycle, the 7 years. A few times, not every single year. There's certain years where it's brought, and there's certain years where it's not required to be brought. But this concept of maser sheni, once a person takes the sanctity off of that produce and puts it onto coins, puts it onto money, has to add an extra fifth, a chomesh, onto the value of the produce. It's sort of like a penalty for desacralizing, desanctifying that food. And that money must be brought to Yerushalayim to spend there, and the produce may be eaten. Outside of Jerusalem, of course. On Amud Aleph of our daf, the main question being discussed is whether this extra one-fifth is required in the initial stage of the desanctification, the chilul, in order to eat the produce. In other words, does the one-fifth extra need to be part of the coins going to Yerushalayim before one eats the produce? So Rabbi Yochanan teaches that although there's a debate with regards to maaser, when it comes to regular hektish, regular items that have been sanctified to the temple, the extra one-fifth can be paid later, as the temple treasurers, the gabayim, the gizbarim, are going to be on top of this kind of collection, and they'll make sure that it takes place. Not only this, says Rabbi Yochanan, in an adjusted version of his statement, hakol modim b'shabbat behektesh shechalal. The Shabbos also creates a reality, explains Rabbi Yochanan, regarding Hektish, that it becomes Mechulal, desanctified, even without the extra one-fifth. This is because of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, says the Gemara, delight. Karata la Shabbos Oneg, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, the prophet Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We call Shabbos an Oneg, we call Shabbos delightful. What is the nature of this mitzvah, Karasa la Shabbos Oneg, this idea that we have to have Oneg Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah in our Chaim Sim Reish Mem Beis, Yiv Katan Alef, and Shar Tzion over there, they note a machlokas whether Oneg Shabbos is a biblical mitzvah or a rabbinic mitzvah. The Ramban in this Perush of the Torah, it's commentary of the Torah, and others say this as well, that the source of Oneg Shabbos is actually biblical. It comes from the words Mikra E Kodesh. And while the Sefer HaChinuch, however, holds that it's Midrabanan, as well as the Rambam, and we conclude, like the Rambam, that it is rabbinic. There's a beautiful comment in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Nun Daled, the Sif Katan Kuf Mem Ches, from the Sefer Torah Shabbos. In one of his answers over there, he says that, why is it that we don't make a bracha on Oneg Shabbos? All the pleasures of Shabbos are part of this mitzvah. V'im kein, k'she'ishim ivarechas ala neiros, yotzim bo kol b'nei abayis, o kol ta'anuge Shabbos. He says, actually, we do make a bracha, that when a woman of the house lights the candles for Shabbos, the neiros Shabbos, in that bracha on the candles, she's also including all the pleasures that we're going to enjoy over Shabbos. Although this would probably require the presence of everyone in the house at the time of the bracha. That's one small challenge to that idea, but a beautiful idea nonetheless. What constitutes Oneg Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah mentions three levels based on Rabbi Akiva's teaching. One, important and pleasurable food, chashav food, such as meat and wine. If one is not able to accomplish this, someone should prepare even something small like fried fish, to change it up and show our extra effort for Shabbos. And if a person's not even able to afford even this, it's better that Shabbos be like a weekday than to go around and beg for money. So we see from our daf such a great emphasis on enjoying Shabbos, gaining pleasure and relaxation through delicious food, that even without the extra one-fifth that's been desanctified, the food can already be eaten. Shabbos is all about a change in our reality for the week, our pace of life, our focus on those loved ones around us, and even or especially our bodies, our physical bodies are able to enjoy the prepared foods. We often are too busy or in a rush to slow down and simply enjoy. Shabbos, what a gift.